Chris, brother and sister, D8. St. Helena, California, November 8, 1910. Doctors and L. Chris. My dear brother and sister Chris, in the letters that I have sent you, I have given you the instruction given me for you, and I have had no further light regarding your duty. I can give you no better advice than I have given you. After you have received the best counsel your brethren can give you, you must, in the fear of God, decide what He would have you do. If you have clear light, follow it. Make the Lord Jesus your counselor, and walk in the light as He is in the light. Act in harmony with your convictions of duty, and the results will demonstrate the wisdom of your decision. Please do not expect me to make the decision for you, for this I cannot do. Your letters bring to me great perplexity. I have spent many wakeful nights in great distress of mind over cases such as yours, which I have tried to help. I desire that my mind shall, as far as possible, be kept free from unnecessary perplexity, for I have a large work before me to accomplish. I am writing on Old Testament history, and am anxious to complete the partly finished manuscript for a book which is to cover the ground between patriarchs and prophets and Desire of Ages. Last week the Lord strengthened me to make a visit to the Pacific Union College. On Sabbath I spoke for an hour to a full house. I stood on my feet without weariness, and my voice was clear and distinct. I spoke on the deliverance of the three Hebrews from the fiery furnace, and the Lord helped me to bring out the points clearly. The congregation was the most solemn one to which I have spoken for a long time. I was blessed with strength, and while speaking had not the least sense of weariness. Several expressed their pleasure at hearing me speak. The next morning I had an interesting interview with Sister Irwin and her son and his wife. I praise the Lord for His goodness to me in strengthening me to make this visit. We drove home in the carriage that my husband purchased a short time before his death. It is an easy carriage to ride in, and I was not weary when we reached home. I must close now, as it is getting dark. I pray that you will be given clear light as to your duty. Your sister in Christ.